Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
So, Michelle, remember I called you the other night, what was it, like a couple nights ago, because the FDA just came out with all kinds of new guidelines about this gluten-free situation, which seems to be pandemic here.
Right.
And they're really saying you've got to show ingredients in the food, and you have to abide by very specific guidelines. So you and I both know that everyone in his, you know, brother and sister out
amen.
There, I mean, seriously, are say that they have some gluten issue, but really, at the end of the day, only 1-2% of the whole population has true celiac disease. I personally think that everyone's running around saying, I'm going to go on a gluten-free something just to drop some pounds, only to find out you can gain tons of weight on all of these gluten-free products. Oh, my gosh, what
a mess.
Yeah,
it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Well, we have Kimberly Tesmer here, who is a registered dietitian and is a published author who wrote, Tell Me What to Eat If I Have Celiac Disease. So let's really drill this down. What is celiac disease? Let's make it clear for our listeners so that they know what they have to do, which is get into a doctor to get a real diagnosis with an intestinal biopsy and some blood work to really know if they have celiac disease, right? Right, Michelle?
Yep, exactly. So we need to, you know, what are the signs? And then we're going to talk about what's the newest information concerning gluten-free foods. So Kimberly, take it away.
Okay, so celiac disease is an actual autoimmune disorder. It's a digestive disorder, and it really shows in the digestive tract. People can have a lot of different types of symptoms. They can be anything from mild to severe. It can include diarrhea or constipation or an upset stomach. It can include bloating. A lot of the symptoms mimic those of other problems,
exactly.
such as irritable bowel and those
right.
type of things. So it's important that if you are having these symptoms and you have them on an ongoing basis, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have it on one day after you ate too much and you don't really have anything for another 2 weeks. But if you every day are having symptoms and they're disrupting your life, then there's something wrong. And you really need to see a specialist, which would be a gastroenterologist.
Got it. So
something else that occurs with this that I think is interesting is that people actually drop weight with this. They feel such mm-hmm. GI distress that they're actually losing weight. So I find it fascinating that so many people who are heavy and overweight say they have this, and that's the reason why they have this, you know, having celiac disease, when really so many go the opposite direction. So that's just a little, you know, sidebar that I think people should keep in mind.
Right, because gluten does not cause weight gain. So for
nope.
people with celiac disease, their bodies cannot break down gluten, and that's where the problem comes in. And it basically destroys the inner lining of the small intestines, and that's where we absorb all of our nutrients. So they become malnourished, and they can present with many chronic health issues because of the celiac disease.
So, Kimberly, tell us, what is the newest information concerning gluten-free foods?
Well, the biggest thing going on right now is that about a year ago, the FDA came out with a ruling for foods that are packaged foods that actually say are labeled gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it could say gluten-free, but there was really no standard to that. So the FDA gave manufacturers a year to clean up their labels and to make sure that if it states gluten-free, that there is a standard. And that standard means there's what's called 20 parts per million of gluten in that food. And anything less than that really isn't a problem for somebody with celiac disease. So very shortly, within the next few days, manufacturers are going to have that definition of gluten-free on their products and make sure that their products are following that.
And who polices that? And who polices that? Seriously.
That would be the FDA that polices it, and I'm sure that they'll be definitely looking into that and making sure that, especially since it's so new, making sure that those foods are where they're supposed to be.
You know what I think they'll do, Michelle? I think that, you know, all three people who work at the FDA will be very busy doing that. I mean, you know, it's a joke. I mean, I think your point is excellent, Michelle, because, you know, I think what they'll do is look at the major manufacturers of the big breads and whatever, and then all these other guys will sort of slip by, and, you know, they may take their time getting around to abiding by the guidelines. Who's going to go after a company that makes $1 million a year versus someone who makes $1 billion? I think they're going to go with the billion, right?
So what do you think? I agree with you.
It's true, but I'll tell you, when you start to talk to people that do have celiac disease, it's very serious, and people that have celiac disease take their diets very seriously. And I would guess that a good percentage of those people, if they don't feel that that food is gluten-free, or if they feel like that food's still bothering them, even though it says gluten-free, that they will be on the phone with that manufacturer.
If they know they have it, right?
Well, they'll be symptomatic. If they truly have it. And I, you know, I'm as a physician, I'm just going to make certain everyone out there hears this. 1 to 2% of the population has this issue. This isn't 98% of the population. Right. But if you have it, it is a very serious thing. One of my dearest friends has it, and she's got to watch everything she's doing. The other thing, too, is that, you know, to your point, Kimberly, the intestinal wall, you know, is really in charge of absorbing so many very vital nutrients. And people who do have this issue are going to be low in iron, calcium, fiber, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, folate. I mean, all kinds of very important things. So I think it's also, would you agree that it's a good idea to probably have a multivitamin, too, just to kind of, you know, to help supplement, mostly because so many of the grains and the very products that they're allergic to, as it were, or immunologically having an issue with, are always fortified with so many of these nutrients. So if you're not having fortified nutrients, then you're missing them. So what do you think about the issue of multiple vitamins?
Oh, I definitely agree. But the problem being is that you even have to check your vitamins because many of those products have gluten in them.
Yeah, they have the binding agent. The binding agent in them is gluten. So let me ask you this. What is the food guide for people with celiac disease, number one? So what are the things that they should be looking for? And then two, can you give us some recipes? Because most of the foods that you see, you know, you know, baked goods, for example, have sugar and fat in them to bind them together.
Right. Well, you know, the food guide for somebody with celiac is pretty lengthy, and it can be really complicated. It's a lot to learn for somebody. And the first thing that I recommend to somebody if they have celiac disease is that they sit through a consultation with a registered dietitian. And not just an RD, but an RD that specializes in that area, because it's a very specialized area.
I also think I'm going to interject here. I think it's very important that they read your book, too. And this is Kimberly Tesmer, who's a registered dietitian who wrote, "Tell me what to eat if I have celiac disease." And I know you have excellent resources. It's informative. It's non-technical. And it's going to be a great guide for anyone with celiac disease to a better understanding of a gluten-free diet. I want to thank you, Kimberly, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Kimberly, and you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.